I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did you guys happen to watch the SNL where Dua Lipa was the musical guest? It was right
no.
before Christmas.
Have not. I love her though.
Yeah, so she was cute and it was good. I always think that people are lip syncing because there's just so many. It's just her and dancers, and then there's just so much music swirling around. But Kristen Wiig was the host, and they did this. They did one of the little SNL like movie things about Christmas. It was like a Christmas song that they did where. You know, big Christmas day, and there's just presents everywhere, and the kids are opening the presents, and the father's opening the presents, and they're saying what they got, and the mom's like, I got a robe, and that's Kristen Wiig, and then they go through, and I've got a vintage fit pinball machine, I got a drone, and I got a robe, and then they're like, oh, look, there's a bunch more things under there, and it's all stuff for the dog. Like, the mom got nothing. She got it. And then she burned herself in the kitchen making the breakfast. And she's like, I didn't scream, though, because I keep my pain inside. It's so... I watched it, like, five times. I loved it so much. It's like, Kristen Wiig is so... God, she's so good. That show
Kristen
really...
Kristen Wiig, by the way, star of Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, really?
Oh,
how
yeah.
How is she in it?
She's maybe one of the best parts.
Is that so?
Dude, that movie I think she's a great Wonder Woman. I like her. I like Chris Pine. I like Kristen Wiig. The story is garbage. Oh. It's just bad.
They just think they can throw Wonder Woman up there on the screen and somehow Chris Pine's back in it and they'll have a hit on their hands.
Right.
Actually, I'll start with that. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Instagram page. You guys... Follow at Johnny Mosley Pod to catch awesome workouts and see other cool tricks that Johnny has. Wonder Woman 1984 made $5.5 million domestically in actual movie theaters, which, considering that you could watch it for free if you already have Disney Plus, I guess that's not bad. It's made $118
million, isn't it?
No.
HBO Max is what I watched
HBO
it on.
Max.
Oh, is that where you... Okay. Yeah. HBO Max. I thought it was a Disney thing.
No,
well, I didn't watch it, so I guess you guys would know. So whatever you're paying for that is the price of the show. Although, is it going to be a rental later? Like, if you don't have HBO Max, you're going to be able to rent that? Anyway, it's made $118 million globally, plus whatever, I guess, HBO Max paid them to have it available to stream on their platform, but it grabbed at the actual box office $5.5 million, and it's made I guess that's just from Christmas to New Year's, so congratulations to them. I'm not sure what they made their very first weekend, but over this past weekend, $5.5 million. The rumor was that Warner Pictures had paid her and the director each $10 million to be like, we're totally down with this being streamed for free on HBO Max. And which I think, is that where they're going to release all the Warner Brothers movies this year? Wasn't that, there were like 20 something Warner movies. So they got paid, allegedly, I don't know, $10 million apiece, Wonder Woman and the director of Wonder Woman, to talk it up. This is a great thing. It's amazing.
To go against the movie theaters and the usual way that movies are delivered.
Right.
To promote it that way.
Because
happily.
People like Christopher Nolan were going, this is bad news. This is terrible. This is wrong. This is this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
And they were like, let's get Gal Gadot out there. Gal Gadot. Let's get her on the case.
Oh,
pay her
that's
$10 million
it.
Bucks
it's,
to talk
it's
it
Gal
up.
Gadot. That's actually how you say it.
Gal Gadot.
Mm-hmm.
So with her $10 million that she allegedly got, plus whatever she got paid for that movie, I'm sure she's rolling in it. She just bought a $5 million Malibu penthouse.
Good
it's
for
just
her.
A, just a condo, but it's $5 million bucks. I guess the last guy who owned it paid like $800,000 for it. But it was a long time ago. Guys had it for 25 years or something. I'm sure $850 seemed like a ton of money back in the day. She just bought it for $5 million. It's 1,956 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 3 baths in Malibu.
That sounds modest.
Well, it's not a gigantic condo, right? And for a penthouse. But
gotta
but
have a view of the ocean, I'm sure.
It's all you can see. There's nothing else in the view. I suppose if you looked over the balcony, you'd probably see sand. But that's it. It's just water. It's really beautiful. I didn't dig into it, which is unusual for me, but there was so much to get through this morning just to get caught up on what we were going to talk about today. Because normally I would look at all the pictures, but maybe we could post that on our Facebook page. Like if you could find a couple pick. Oh, there's the one pick. Look at that. It's just a line across the windows, just sky and sea. And that's all you can see.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All you see is water.
Long walks on the beach at twilight. Right on
I'd
the
like
back
that.
Deck. I know you would. That would be great, right?
Not the long walks. I mean the house.
And the beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a condo. It's lovely. $5 million. So congratulations to Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot, who is not getting rave reviews from all the people I know.
No, she is excellent. The movie is horrible.
Oh.
The story, in my opinion, is horrible. The villain sucks.
Mm.
I just don't think it's great. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe there are other people out there. Maybe little girls love it. I don't
right.
know. I can't say. I just know I sat there and watched it and went, this is ridiculous.
I liked the first one. I thought that, was a decent story. It's kind of an origin. I mean, actually, it did get kind of cheesy, didn't it? It had that cartoon in the middle of it with like how the women, the strong women came to be on that island.
Yeah, I don't.
There was some cheese factor.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she is, I find it hard to blame someone who's in a movie for the movie being bad, because nowadays they shoot it on a green screen anyway. She just has to trust that these people are gonna put this thing together.
Is she a producer on the film?
Oh,
because if she is, then she had more to do with it than you know. But if not, then you're right. You just show up and read your lines and hope it's good.
I want to say she was pregnant when she did the first one, and that I saw pictures of her with a green screen belly. Like they had actually painted the belly section of her Wonder Woman outfit green. So that
is
they
that
could...
right?
I think so. It was her, somebody, but how many Wonder Women can there be? So it's her. Gal Gadot. Congrats to her on her $5 million that she just dropped on a penthouse. Wonderful.
Well, I better not say.
Go ahead. Never say mind. It.
Nope. There's a little part at the end of the movie, though, that is neat.
Oh. So if like, you get through the whole movie.
It's the Easter egg, I guess, is what they call those. It's cute.
The little, like, teaser thingy at the end?
Yes.
Anyway, Wonder Woman, she's having a good time. She's that $10 million bucks just bought her a lovely. She spent the $5 million that Wonder Woman made at the box office this past weekend on a condo. Congrats. Way to turn it over. Do you know who Tanya Roberts is?
Yes. I want to say she No. I know
you,
she's...
You do know who she is.
I know
is,
who
sure.
she is because she was sort of a... Like, I don't know if she was an actress or a model, but she was. She's a heartthrob. Some hottie from the 70s, right?
You know, the only thing I knew her from was she did... She played one of the Angels for a season on the... You know, the original Charlie's Angels, one with Farrah Fawcett and Jacqueline Smith and...
Oh, she Kate was one Jackson. Of the replacement Angels?
She was a replacement Angel... I don't know how many seasons in, but she did, I think, one, maybe two seasons of it.
Who was the original replacement? Was that Cheryl Ladd?
It was, and she replaced Farrah Fawcett, didn't she?
I don't know. I don't know. That's why it's all murky. I wasn't, like, such a big fan of that show. And the one woman that I was really into from that show, well, actually, I like Farrah Fawcett, too, but...
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith was the one. I had a lot of teenage fantasies about her, if you know what I mean.
I do. She was the one I liked, too. I loved her hair. And I think she had a line of clothes at Sears or something.
Oh.
Jacqueline Smith. Is that Tanya Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was, you know, good-looking lady. So she has died.
Oh, at sheesh. The age of- wow. All that to... Yeah, okay.
She's gone. Enjoy her here. She was a Bond girl. So you probably saw her in that too, right? She was in the...
I would have absolutely seen her in
1985
that
Bond film, A View to a Kill. She was also... she had a recurring role on That 70s Show as well.
Oh, I don't know that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I don't... I didn't... I never watched that show. I think
she
that's
She played
one of those...
Donna's mom.
Oh, Donna's mom. Oh, of course. Who the hell's Donna? I don't know. That's it's one of those shows. It's like Full House. It was.
Oh, you never watched Full House?
No. Oh. They just missed me. I was, you know, I just wasn't sitting home watching TV when Full House was. Wasn't that a 90s show? And wasn't that 70s show a 90s show too?
Yeah, I watched the reruns when I was like after school and stuff for both those TV shows.
She died Sunday following a sudden hospitalization on December 24th, she was walking her dogs, and it looks like she might have had a heart thing. They're not saying the cause of death here, but she didn't die from anything COVID-related, so there's that. She was extremely cautious during COVID-19, they're saying here. She only went out, they say, I don't, you take this as you will, she left her home three times in 2020, twice to take her beloved dogs, Muttley and Sox, to the vet. And then one other time that they don't say what happened.
Besides leaving to go for walks with the dog.
I guess so.
Well, that counts as leaving.
Well,
so
there, I'm just reading you what they're saying here. Right. So maybe that was it. The one time she's like, all right, F it. I got to take these dogs for a walk.
Back to my theory. The COVID-19 is the new STD. No one wants to say I've got herpes and then watch the person you were hoping to bone walk away.
Oh,
right. Leave. Bye. I mean, but then who's knowingly going to say yes?
Right.
Oh, you have that. All right, let's do it anyway. That's not happening.
Nobody would.
That's just
right.
So COVID's become the new, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. I was just tested. Yeah, I can come by. Yeah.
No problem.
Everything's fine.
Oh,
I never leave the house.
Spit.
I'm always home. Right. Ask a couple questions. Well, you walk your dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she didn't, just to be clear, she didn't die of COVID, but she's, okay. You know.
So
this
they
was,
say.
So they right. say. So they say. She had some kind of weekly online program that she streamed from her official Facebook page. She was last on it on December 19th, but the first show of 2021, which was scheduled for, I guess that would be Saturday the 2nd, was canceled without explanation, and that's because she was in the hospital. And she apparently passed away. She was born Vicky Bloom, Victoria Lee Bloom, Blum, B-L-U-M, Blum.
Oh,
Vicky Blum.
Blum. Yeah, I had a friend named Chris Blum. I don't know why she changed that name. That seems nice.
Yeah, Vicky Blum. Mm-hmm. What's
Vicky
wrong
Blum?
With that? Tanya Roberts. That's all why. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was Midge, I guess, was her name. Is that Midge Pinciotti? Is that Donna Pinciotti?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah. She was like here and there on the show because I think she was like an absent mother or something. I don't know.
Oh.
She would just come and go. But she had like a funny voice.
Well, rest in peace, Tanya Roberts, or Vicky Blum, whichever you prefer. So movies that were supposed to be out in 2020 are on the schedule for 2021. COVID-19, as you know, zapped the box office for most of 2020. And although some stuff did still get released in theaters, and if you wanted to go, you could. So, but a lot of movies, they said, no, we're going to hold on to the, we got a piece of gold here. We got to save this for 2021 when things get back to normal. Well, they're not normal yet.
No.
But we're headed that way. And the Hollywood Reporter did a piece on movies that have been rescheduled for this year, which there were actually a lot of pretty good movies that were supposed to happen. Do you watch Coming to America from 1988?
I loved that movie. And most of the movies that Eddie Murphy made during that time are all classics.
Yeah.
Like he made a string of great movies during that time.
I don't know
if they hold up. I can't say I've rewatched them all.
You haven't gone back to Beverly Hills Cop.
Trading Places. 48 Hours. Like he just had a string of hits. They were all excellent. And
I agree.
That's one of them. And I liked it. Sure.
So Coming, the number two, America, looks like it's going to be released March 5th.
All right.
Maybe. I also do not have information on whether or not these will be available to rent and or stream for free at the same time. But it's on the schedule for March 5th. On March 12th, The King's Man. It's the third movie in the Kingsman series. I've only seen the first one of those, but I did like it. Mm-hmm. Thought it was fine. There's a Spider-Man spinoff starring Jared Leto.
What?
Yeah. I don't know that he's starring as Spider-Man, but as you know, Sony has to put out a movie every year in order to keep the franchise. So it's called Morbius, and it's out March 19th. The 25th James Bond movie is scheduled for April 2nd. That's No Time to Die. The Quiet Place sequel, A Quiet Place Part 2, which was that a Netflix movie, A Quiet Place? Or was that an actual release?
It was an actual release.
Okay, because this one's scheduled for release in theaters on April 23rd. I must have watched it at home.
I liked it.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was great. And
who is that, Emily Blunt?
Yep.
Yeah, she's excellent.
So didn't John Krasinski like write that, star in it?
He did everything.
Directed it, everything. Mm-hmm. So I assume he's involved with this sequel, but I don't want to give anything away.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Anyway, Black Widow, which we've been waiting for a long time. That's the Scarlett Johansson. I think it's the origin story for her, right? Black Widow, May 7th. There's a Ryan Reynolds. Oh, who cares about that one?
What do you mean? You love Ryan Reynolds.
I do, but I'm like the only one.
I like him too. I think.
Oh, you do? He's got a sci-fi action comedy.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Did you see his commercial for Match.com?
He's the biggest heartthrob going. What do you mean you're the only one?
I know, but it's not like it's a Deadpool thing, you know? So I left it on my list here. It's called Free Guy, May 21st. He's mine. He's mine, all mine. No one cares about you but me, Ryan. Come home to me,
daddy. You've been shut in too long, man. Way too long. It's not working out.
So it's Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy, May 21st. Also on May 21st is Godzilla versus Kong. Netflix offered $200 million for this movie. Like, we'll just give it to us. We'll pay for it. People will watch it here. And they're like, no, we can make more than that at the box office. So good luck. May 21st, Godzilla versus Kong. There's a Saw reboot starring Chris Rock. And it's called Spiral.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, I know. I actually love the Saw movies.
It's too much.
Chris Rock starring?
No, the Saw movies in general. It's just
the first one is
agonizing.
Epic.
Yeah,
I know.
I'll tell you what's too much. You in your movie star glasses in a dark room.
Hey,
that
these
is
are,
too
this
much.
Is this is blue light. It just looks cool. I guess I could wear these. Hold on, let me put these on.
I was very confused when I saw those.
I could wear these, but they're not as cool. They're just like clear, you know. These actually feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm a rock star.
No, you are. I keep looking up and going, who's the rock star in that room over there?
But
crazy.
They work. They work for the, you know, my eyes. I just want to save my eyes.
All right, let me just zip through the rest of these because I'm out of time. Don't be sorry.
You look so, you're like my awesomeness.
People's sexiest man alive. Spiral, that's the Saw reboot starring Chris Rock, May 21st. May 28th, F9. That's Fast and Furious 9, people. It's happening. July 2nd, Top Gun Maverick. And listen, in July, I mean, isn't the pandemic ending June 1st? I believe that's what Vinny told me. So Top Gun Maverick is out. And then Dune, October 1st. There's an Angelina Jolie movie called Eternals.
Dune's also on HBO Max, too, coming up.
Oh, it is. That's one of the. Oh, is that one of those Warner ones that's going to be? And then Steven Spielberg did a remake of The West Side Story. And that's coming out December 10th.
Oh.
So there you go.
Super. I meant to mention this, and I didn't write it down, so of course I forgot. Did you watch the George Clooney movie on Netflix yet?
Is it the sci-fi one?
Yes.
No, I haven't watched it. How is it?
I had to watch it twice because I wasn't paying close enough attention the first time. It's not the best movie, but it's not the worst. I think you're going to hate it because you hated The American, and it's definitely slow. It's about...
ponderous.
He's alone a lot in this movie, so... Anyway,
that's not a big recommendation then.
No, I don't know what you'll think of it. You love sci-fi.
I do.
It's George Clooney the whole time, but it's anyway, I don't.
You didn't love it, but you watched it twice.
Well, I needed to understand it because I missed enough that I went, I don't know what happened there.
You always watch all these movies two or three times. Just put the computer down the first time.
I should. You're right. I absolutely should. But after the second watch, I went, oh, right. Of course, that's what's going on there. So it took me not missing key moments to go, oh.
Yeah. Okay. I always think about that time. Game of Thrones.
The kid, he missed the most
the
crucial
kid
part.
Walks and just quietly walks to the window and jumps out, and then he can't believe it happened the next day when we're talking about it. Like what? What happened? I'm like, well, he didn't talk, so that explains it.
Anyway, coming up in the news, this man will not be ignored.
Oh,
after these,
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.